In this world, nothing can be said to be certain except death and taxes. A new tax policy will be applied to cross-border e-commerce platforms and also overseas purchasing from April the 8th. Concerns about tax hikes leading to price increases for foreign-made products may become true. It's already sent shockwaves through the industry. How will this affect us? That's probably the question a lot of us have in mind. So guys, what does this new policy include, and how will it affect the cross-border e-commerce industry?
Well, the new tax system will be implemented for cross-border e-commerce retail sales, said Ministry of Finance, the General Administration of Customs, and the State Administration of Taxation. And the new implementation will come into effect on April the 8th. The new policy only allows a maximum of 2,000 yuan of single transfer in cross-border retail and a maximum of 20,000 yuan per person each year. And within the range, the tax rate is set for 0% temporarily, and any goods that exceed the range will be levied full tax on the general trade. So the tax rate will be at minimum 11.9%. That actually means if you want to buy imported goods from the any other B2C platforms or platforms overseas, you have this tax rate of 11.9% will be levied on all products.
Interesting topic. It's funny how they've decided to use tax. I thought if they really wanted to get the point across, they could have imposed a quota, a numerical limit on the amount of goods each person can import into the country, which is often used. But a tax works too, very similar effect. It's, for me, we can all see what's going on here. The big question is, the interesting question, is why? Why are you that bothered about importing foreign goods into China? How much do you think that foreign goods are stealing from local commerce?
Why use the word stealing?
Stealing's a bad word, but when, taking potential profits. Stealing's not a terrible word. That they're taking business away from potential local Chinese businesses. How much of a problem do you see this as, Lawyer?
Well, I think originally we have these postal articles tax. In Chinese, we call it Xingyou Shui, which is a collective tax that includes imported goods tariff, import value added tax, as well as consumption tax. Yet, because in recent years we've seen this surging demand of overseas goods, the online purchasing agents actually take advantage of personal postal articles tax and ditch the old way of wholesales and adopted new methods such as repackaging and they had a bunch of other techniques to deal with taxes. And the final result is that the government has suffered great loss of tax evasion.
Yeah.
That's why the government is applauding this idea and having this new tax for all e-commerce products.
So by the sound of it, it's kind of like, I smell protectionism in air, and I know that's a word we shouldn't be throwing around willy-nilly, so you get my idea. But still, it seems like the government is pretty heavy-handed this time, making it pretty obvious, sending that signal. Whatever is these foreign imported goods, they're going to be taxed at a higher amount now. So intentions there?
Well, the reason that they're trying to tax goods is so that they can effectively raise the price and decrease the demand for foreign products, right? They're trying to make us consume less foreign goods.
That probably could partially lead to the results you've just given us, but I can't see this tax will do a lot of things to the industry. Let me put this very clear. A lot of companies, hundreds of thousands of companies, rely heavily on cross-border e-commerce.
Yeah.
And those companies will be eventually driven out of business because of these heavy taxes. And these taxes actually promoting the idea of oligopoly. Eventually, those e-commerce giants like Alibaba.com, like JD.com, like Amazon.com will survive very well because they have better management of their supply chains. They have powerful bargaining power towards the vendors or suppliers. But how about those smaller B2C platforms that rely heavily on cross-border e-commerce? How about when we talk about Daigou, right? Those individuals.
Yeah, overseas purchasing.
Right, overseas purchasing that can also make a big fortune out of doing this business, yet they will be driven out of business as well, and they will be squeezed out of the market. Is it really a good sign for the Chinese economy?
Well, there you go. I think, Louis, you make a pretty powerful argument against it, and against this new policy. Mm. And by the sound of it, listening to what you've just said, Louis, it sounds like it's only the deep-pocketed big players in the game that can afford this kind of law.
They're going to benefit.
Because, because the smaller players or, you know, some of the already mature overseas foreign B2C online e-commerce platforms, they're going to have a difficult time to survive too.
Yeah, I think this...
In the Chinese market.
I think what we're seeing here is that you have foreign companies like Amazon, and I think that are going to have... I mean, this is just my opinion, but I imagine that we'll see future policies that make it more difficult for them. I think this has been aimed at the major Chinese players to keep them competitive and to keep them comfortable.
No.
I think this has been aimed at Alibaba. I think it's been aimed at Taobao. I think it's been aimed at the big companies that, you know, need to be, that the government feel need to be protected because they are help driving China's economy.
Yeah.
And this is a tad bit controversial. A tiny
I love
bit
controversy. What
but,
is it?
I've been following the US elections recently. Mm. And one of the leading candidates, Donald Trump.
Oh, it's Mr. Trump again. We're ready for more stories.
Every time he talks about China, he has the exact same soundbite. China is the enemy. I think we've all heard it, right? He really doesn't like the Chinese in terms of business competition. And there's a good chance he might win and become president. And if he does, he's going to make it very difficult. He's going to do everything that he can to make it difficult for Chinese companies to trade with the United States, which is their biggest trading partner. I don't know if there's a direct connection here, but it could be that China are looking at this and thinking, well, it's going to be hard for us to trade abroad. Maybe we need to start protecting our domestic companies a bit more here and keeping the big players strong. It could be a reaction.
But do you think such sort of protectionism really works here in China? I mean, China claims all the years that they want to make a transition from the investment-driven economy to consumption-driven economy with, you know, you see the transformation happening already across industries. We want better quality products. Yet now you levy higher taxes on foreign goods, which makes it definitely harder for people to purchase overseas products. But I don't think it's the right thing to do, because what you have to do as Chinese industries is to try your utmost to upgrade your industry and create better quality products.
Well, I think China wants to do a transition of service. I think they want to transition from goods to services here.
Yeah, it's not only service. We have the China, Made in China 2025. We have to upgrade our manufacturing sectors. And those, why are Chinese consumers fancy the idea of foreign products and they just love electronic products from overseas because of the, you know, the superior customer experience, right?
Dude, I mean, I know about Made in China 2025, but I honestly don't believe that the Chinese government wants to be known as a goods manufacturing economy forever. Because remember, if you're manufacturing goods, it means you're having to control currency, it means you're having to control labor conditions, wages. It's very difficult for you to grow and be a type 1 economy if you're focusing on the goods sector. I'm pretty sure that the Chinese government, their biggest goal is to see these services, you know, the places like Alibaba and Taobao and
but
Tencent,
you have to remember that
be the major drivers.
Service industries cannot even survive or even thrive without the manufacturing sector being the pillar of the Chinese economy. Without a very solid foundation of manufacturing,
yeah,
you can't have any
point.
Right, any supporting services industries, right? Like Alibaba.
But
if
I think you're going to see that scale tip and that ratio kind of go in the slightly in the other direction as time goes on, though. I think we're going to be more services than goods.
I think that is what the country wants, or the government wants, and that's sort of the holy grail. But how is that going to happen? It's going to still take a lot of effort from people in different industries to really pitch in and make that possible to happen. And I think you guys touch on a lot of interesting ground, and I think what the government is trying to do here is boost consumption, and they want it to keep it home, be it goods or services. And now, with a far more expensive price tag that is going to be attached to foreign goods, people might opt for a domestic option?
Yeah, I think
would so. Would they do that?
I think they would.
I think what Luoyu said earlier was very skeptical about this, right?
I have no idea. If I really fancy those foreign goods, I probably still will purchase, try every single main to try to purchase from overseas.
I don't know about that. I mean, I read a report a while back that 80% of the... I didn't read a report. I heard this from Trump. I don't believe it.
Then we need to reconsider.
80% of the world's duvets and buttons, I think, are made by China at the moment. If these goods are good enough for the rest of the world, then they're good enough for us. China make quality products. I think they need a bit of encouragement, but I think the quality of goods in China are going to get better and better and better.
But when you talk about the pants or the buttons, you know, that's the lower end of the product.
And that's something that I think that China wants to leave.
China won't leave that sector, but we have to move up our value chain as
Agreed.
Well.
Yes, and I think you guys make good points here, but I'm going to be super unpopular here, and I say I'm very doubtful about the quality of certain Chinese products, such as baby milk powder. Can you blame mothers from ditching the domestic market for the safe product as they perceive are, you know, usually foreign? I don't think you can blame these parents at all. It's only when you can produce quality, safe products on your own by your country can we, avid, you know, patrons of, you know, homemade stuff, can we pay for it? Because we want good stuff and stuff that we feel secure about. And can the Chinese products feed that demand? If you can, it's a win-win for everyone. There wouldn't even be this problem.
I agree.
It's
a huge point, because you can have all the tax rules that you want. If there's no consumer confidence in the industry, they're not going to make a difference. People are still going to find a way to buy abroad, unless you can convince people like He Yang that Chinese goods are actually good.
I'm sure there are some goods that are, you know, well done, well made, safe. But there are others that only a shrewd consumer that has options home and abroad can make the best decision for themselves. And I'm all for free choice. So don't take that choice away from me. You're listening to Roundtable with myself, He Yang. Mr. Luoyu! Yes, that familiar face! Your smile lights up the room, and I can't remember your name. I feel so bad. And there is Mr. Sam Duckett here in the studio with me, and we'll talk more about some interesting topics right after this break. Stay tuned for that!
Roundtable. Connect the dots. Paint the picture. Debates the big issues. Every day from 1 to 2 p.m. on Easy FM.
You're listening to Roundtable, and can I please just read out some more comments from our dear WeChat listeners? There is Ting Liu Zai Beijing says, so excited to hear Luoyu again! And there is Xiao Nu Wei Wei says, He Yang, your lovely voice is so passionate, I love you! Okay, I had to just throw that in.
We all love you, He Yang.
Oh, so much love! I can't carry it! Thank you so much! And you guys have been so supportive. And there is Aimee Su saying, who would buy those overseas products? Not people like me. Instead, as people of the middle class that would often buy foreign products, I don't think that this tax increase will affect them buying foreign products. Actually, Aimee Su, maybe you're overestimating the purchasing power of a lot of middle class people. Back to the example of baby formula. Yes, there's other options. Maybe, you know, the mom can feed the kid, the little baby herself, you know, do it the natural way. But still, I mean, middle class people, they are the core people in society. And, you know, there's housing, there's raising your kid, there's so many real big financial pressure on the shoulders of these people. And why put an extra tax on these foreign stuff? I don't really agree with this idea. I don't like this idea at all. I make it really obvious. And there is Shi Jin saying exactly the same. So, Shi Jin, I've quoted you.
I mean, as a foreigner in China, I would much rather use foreign products. Because, you know, they're the products that I use.
How can you get the foreign products?
Oh, well, if we're talking about, you know, I do. It's not a question of how, I just do. There are foreign supermarkets in China. I go to foreign clothing stores to buy my clothes.
But do you find the price competitive compared to...
No, I know I'm overpaying for what I'm paying for because I've purchased the same goods back home. But it's not going to stop me from buying them because as a foreign consumer in Beijing, I trust them.
See, that's why I think, you know, such levying more tax on foreign products is not a very good idea. It's a further deprivation of the middle class here in China.
I feel
sucks
so
to be the middle
so
class.
Sad.
Yeah. And Chinese industries, you need to buckle up. Now I think the government is kind of helping you in a way, and because there is very strong demand for better products in China. Any company who can catch that point and monetize on that, you will be the winner here. There's just money to be made. All you need to do is just improve your products. You're listening to Roundtable with myself, He Yang, Sam, and Lu Yu. That's all for today. Bye for now.